5 checkpoints in Donetsk and Luhansk region, and 3 checkpoints on the administrative border between Kherson region and Autonomous Republic of Crimea. In 2019, in Normandy format in Paris, during the summit, we have reached an agreement to build 2 and open 2 more EECPs, one in both in the Luhansk region in the east. In 1 year, it was in November 2020, we have opened the new, entirely new, brand new EECP Shchastya, which is the closest one to Luhansk. And it was a new standard for the all EECPs, which are we're now actually modernizing and developing. Those EECPs are composed of 2 main areas, security area and the service area. As you have seen, the service area has the administrative center, the bank services, medical services, a shop, all the utilities, a room for kids, Wi-Fi, and all of these services are free of charge. In 2019, Mr. Benashur, you have asked about the bridge in Stanitsa Luhanska. So it was reconstructed and reopened in 2019, in November 2019. So now the bridge is open and is functioning. The problem what we are facing right now is the significant reduce of crossings through those EECPs. And actually, it's not only in the east, but on the south, on the administrative border with Crimea as well. You have seen that for the last year, the total amount of crossings is around 3.5 million, but let me remind you that after the beginning of the COVID outbreak, the numbers fall even more significantly. So for your understanding, since 10th of June 2020 till today, we have less than 500,000 of crossings in the east. And for example, for the past 24 hours, only less than 300 crossings in the east. Why is it so? It's because the Russian Federation has closed all the ECP checkpoints as from their side. The only one which is still functioning is the checkpoint in Stanitsa Luhanska and one in Donetsk Oblast, which is Novotroitskaya. Unfortunately, it was they are explaining this because of the COVID outbreak, but I have to say that the number of those who are entering the NGCA part, the occupied part, is rather more than those who are allowed to exit from the occupied territories. So we see absolutely the actions from the Russian Federations, which are significantly decreasing the level of those crossings, and it's compulsory to those who want to cross the checkpoints to provide specific data to the occupying authorities to receive respective approval. We are intend to finalize all the developments of the EECPs until the beginning of the next year. And I want to highlight that we are ready to provide every possible assistance to our people. We are ready, all our EECPs are working on the regular mode. They are ready to work with our population, with our citizens. but they're blocked from the Russian side. Moreover, just two issues. We are providing tests for the COVID free of charge for those who are crossing EECPs. And we have also introduced vaccinations for those who are living on the temporarily occupied territory. And as of today, we have already vaccinated more than 6,000 people from the temporarily occupied territories. All those actions are, of course, free of charge for our citizens. Thank you so much, and I will be ready to respond to your further questions.
Thank you, Minister, for your presentation and responses. Now I give the floor to Deputy Minister of Culture and Information Policy of Ukraine, Mr. Taras Shevchenko. You have the floor, sir.